welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Rob F. Switch creaking over here.
Yeah, that, creaking.
That's my new chair.
It's your new you.
Right. It's just a little something.
You creak now.
It's just, I think I need a little oil in the old hinges.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need.
Yeah, you needed some oil in the switch.
By the way, you sound very clear today. Your voice sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I like that. I think it sounds good. It sounds very...
Did you drink some tea?
I think it's the Metamucil.
Coat your throat with honey by chance?
Well, I just came from the dentist.
Okay.
So maybe the tartar buildup was blocking my air passage.
I noticed that,
or something like that, maybe.
I noticed that you're a little more smiley this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I'm just really just trying to flaunt, my... These beautiful, you could just take my teeth out of my mouth and make a pearl necklace with it.
Can you just flash that smile for me one more time? Wow. Hey, let me tell you, your dentist got down.
Yeah.
He got down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get his number.
Actually, the hygienist, the one who cleaned my teeth.
Yes.
Was woman from Sweden.
Oh,
actually.
Excuse me. Oh, she got down.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, the dentist was a man who examined my teeth, but then it was a Swedish woman who cleaned my teeth.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so I got the Swedish treatment or whatever.
Right.
Swedish cleaning.
The Swedish cleaning for the old teeth.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So if anybody's just tuning in, this is a podcast dedicated to dentistry and talking about teeth and, dental hygiene. We episode 33 was about floss.
Right.
And then we're going to do our whole, root canal episode next week, so stay tuned for that.
And we've got our David Wisdom tooth episode coming up as
right.
well.
Yeah, the Wisdom tooth, yeah. So, seriously though, this is a video game music podcast, and it's. I know it's weird that we were talking about teeth and stuff just now, but it's about video game music from the 8-bit and 16-bit era, and we're going to... get into today's topic, but first two things. One, I just wanted to mention that I mentioned on the last episode that I had just started playing Rayman Origins, for the Nintendo Wii.
Right.
I got it in the mail last Sunday. Last Sunday. I basically played it. I actually played it. I had some free time on my hands. I clocked in 41 and a half hours, and I completed the game. Over the course of the whole week, basically Sunday through Friday, finished Friday night, I completed all the challenges, got all the gold medals and all the gold trophies on the
right.
on the time challenges, basically completed the game, took me 41 and a half hours, and wow. I have to say the game is pretty amazing. It's a pretty amazing game. It's not perfect. It's no Wario Land Shake It, but
okay.
It's very good. Very good game. Really just amazing graphics, or I should say amazing visuals.
Okay.
And gameplay is really good. The control is really good. Music's all right. Music's good. It's not outstanding like Wario Land Shake It, but and then as I mentioned on the last episode, the one real thing is criticism is that it's a little, the camera's a little too zoomed out on the game, as
right.
you saw yourself, but I fixed it. I figured out how to zoom in. You just have to sit close to the TV, and then
okay.
it works like that.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so I was sitting in front of the TV the mm-hmm. last couple of days I was playing it, and that was really working out for me visually. Yeah.
Right, you might have done some damage there, but...
I fixed one problem, but I might have created some other problems, yeah.
Is it really a problem? I mean, considering that you conquered this game.
Right, that makes it worth it. Whatever right. Radiation I absorbed from the television
yes.
from sitting close... I think it was worth it to conquer that game and appreciate that game close up like that. All right, so that's that. I just wanted to mention Rayman Origins, very good game, and if you like, kind of retro games, it kind of has an older school sensibility about it. So
sure,
good game, a lot of fun, very little story, which is cool in a game. I think
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Just cuts pretty much straight to the chase, and it's pretty hard too. Pretty challenging, and there's the last bonus level is pretty hard. It's very hard, very hard. It takes a lot of practice.
Well, thank you for the update, Brent.
Okay, so this Friday is our event Mame That Tune.
Going down live in Los Angeles.
At the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. It's Name That Tune for video game music. If you listen to, basically, you know, if you have a decent knowledge of video game music, come down and enter the contest. There's prizes, okay? And, you know, there's also the karaoke, VGM karaoke. You know, you want to sing along to a song of your choice?
With lyrics or just made up on free flow off the top of your head?
Or whatever, yeah. And then the dance battle. We've got special guests, Jordan Morris from Jordan Jesse Go podcast, and he also does work on Fuel TV, does a lot of hosting stuff there. He'll be one of the guest comedian contestants playing along with the audience members, and then also Nathan Barnett.
His friend.
His friend, Keith Apicary, will be a contestant as well in both. Well, yeah, we'll just say he'll be there. So,
awesome.
And Tom Vrabb as well. All right. So that's that. And again, and there will, like I said, there will be prizes courtesy of our sponsor,
Destiny Games, located at 42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548. Legacy Music Hour headquarters recently received a special delivery package. And included in that package are several prizes for this upcoming game show. And in addition, they recently also donated a handheld Genesis portable system.
Right. So, okay. So that's this Friday, again, at 8 p.m., Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. And you can check out info at ucbt.net or legacymusichour.com. All right. So today's topic is free play. Okay.
Which we do every 10th episode.
Yeah. And so there's no topic restrictions. We just play kind of whatever we want. And so, you know, this is an easy topic for I think it's usually an easy topic because, you know, you just play music I really like, you know?
Right.
So let's get it started.
Fantastic. I'm going to start it off.
Yeah.
With an ending. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
Start with the end.
That's your way back. That's the way I like to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way the old Switch works. I'm going to go with Jennifer Capriati Tennis,
mm-hmm.
which is a Mega Drive only release.
Okay.
Released in... I think it was released in the US. I think it was released first in Japan and then Europe.
Okay, but not the US? Or not in North America?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Anyway... it's Jennifer Capriati Tennis, and this will be the ending music. And by the way, I'm going to have to talk about this cover as soon as we come back from the break.
Okay.
That is ending one from the game Jennifer Capriati Tennis, a.k.a. Grand Slam, the tennis tournament, a.k.a. Grand Slam Classic. And that song is by composer Hiroki Kamata. Hit me one more time. I think it's so funny. It starts off with these, it's almost cheesy horns, you know?
First of all, this sounds like the ending to Super Mario Brothers 2, actually, the beginning part here, a little bit.
Oh, you think so?
A little bit.
The whole dream sequence thing.
Yeah, before the, yeah, like the main part, when they're, yeah, when the, it's like a award ceremony.
Right.
Or something.
Oh, now we're getting down right here.
Yeah, it's some trumpet action. That one right there that comes in there.
On the left side.
The left side, yeah.
That's the car horn trumpet.
Ooh, I like that.
That bass.
I like that right there. That,
classic ending song. This is how you end a game. And by the way, I wanted to mention the
trumpets and whistles. Huh?
The cover.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have you seen Jennifer Capriati before?
No.
I mean, just look at that cover.
Oh
she
yeah.
She is, or was, a looker. That's that 80s look.
Uh-huh.
You see those bangs and the wristband.
Yeah.
The fuzzy wristband, and it looks like her shorts are pulled up really high too.
Well, it's probably a skirt she's wearing, right?
Right.
I love the tennis skirt. You know?
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you know.
Hey, she's a real looker. You know what I mean? She's holding that tennis racket.
How old does she look in that photo?
30s.
Mm-hmm.
30s. For sure.
Does that picture make you want to play tennis with her, or does this music make you want to play tennis with her?
Oh, hey,
both. What if you could play tennis with the music playing?
While that music. Hey, in my single days, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I still am in my single days.
That's right.
For the rest of my days.
Oh no, don't. Don't you say that.
No, no.
No.
You got a nice little tennis player set me up with? I'm going to play something from Target Renegade.
Okay. I remember that game.
Well, this... I actually found out about this track through Big Mike.
Oh, Big Mike. Right.
And this is a Tim Follin track. And it's a Nintendo game. And yeah, it's really good. We're going to hear Name Entry from Target Renegade. That was music from Target Renegade, music composed by Tim Follin, and that was called Name Entry.
Very nice.
This is a jam, huh?
This was actually my outgoing voicemail for a while.
Oh, that's right. But then you decided you needed to sound more professional on your...
Well, you know, it's the switch needs to keep up professional appearances.
Right. This is like more party switch answering machine.
Right. The party switch. You have reached the party switch line.
Yeah, it's the party line. Switch line. But this track is just good. I love up. I don't know. I want to go back actually. The beginning part here.
That intro is something else.
Yeah, this is good intro, but also I really like. Well, I like that too. There's like a little bit of a fake out, like jump in sort of.
Yeah.
I love this part right here. Dun 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 dun. I just. And you know, I generally I'm not crazy about the arpeggio effect, but I think it really works here. Yeah. By the way, arpeggio effect, not to be confused with arpeggios.
What do you see as the difference?
Well, arpeggios are just, you know, like arpeggios, and I'm fine with that. But in a lot of Western composed music, that Commodore 64 sound, you hear they'll do a bunch of notes really close to each other to give the effect of they're playing chords, you know.
Oh.
So, like right here, check it out. Oh, wait, hold on. Hear that? You hear that sort of? They sound like chords there.
Right, right.
Those are actually super tight arpeggios to give the illusion of it being a chord, but it's not.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, that's what's going on there. Here, we'll hear it one more time, the arpeggios, arpeggio effect.
Okay.
You hear those chords? Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Those aren't, you know, classic arpeggios in the sense of, you know, like you'd hear in you know, a lot of music, but they're right. It was a device to make it sound like they're playing chords.
I know? See, yeah. I see.
I think it really works. I like that here. Yeah. I love this intro, huh? I like that too. That fake out ending right there. Yeah, or fake out beginning. You know. That's good. That's real good right there.
Gambare Golf Boys.
Right.
Is what I'm going to draw from next. Now, this is a PC Engine title. And as you can probably tell from the title, it's about golf.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've got a track from this one.
I thought it was just going to be about boys.
Just the golf boys?
No, just boys.
Oh, just boys in general.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Brent. But I do have a track for you, and I'm going to play it now. Yo, that's a track from the Gambare Golf Boys. That's how I would intro that one.
The Gambare Golf Boys, like that?
Gambare Golf Boys.
No, I was listening to this music, I was definitely thinking boys.
The boys.
Boys, yeah.
All right, the boys.
So, I know you probably don't know a lot about this game besides it being a golf game, but, you know, how old are these boys, though?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, are we talking like... you know, kind of preteens, teens, kind of young men, early 20s kind of boys?
I'm thinking these are late teens.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
Man, that one note there is...
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's good. That's good. There's definitely some kind of moments in here. Yeah.
This is adolescent... late teens.
Post-adolescent. Sorry.
Post-adolescent going into manhood here.
I can see that, yeah. Some good stuff right here, Ross. This is like that kind of part where it's like, ooh, okay, yeah. I know. I like this little like kind of little lick right here. This one. Dun da da dun, you know. Dun da da dun, you know. It already happened, yeah.
By the way, I found a composer. I did a Google search on my computer.
Yeah.
The composer is Atsuhiro Motoyama. And from what I'm reading, this is his debut soundtrack.
Okay. Well, I guess he was a boy when he did this, I guess.
Could be.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he could have very well been, you know, sort of becoming a man kind of boy situation.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, there's some hits on this soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. I think the tea's ready.
All right. Here's that lick again right here. Dun. Dun, da, da, da. I like that, yeah. Dun, da, da, da.
It's a twinkle. Yeah. Twinkle on the horizon of the golf course for the Gambare Golf Boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Gambare Golf Boys. Gambare Golf Boys. All right, well, I'm going to do something else here. I'm gonna actually move on to a boy we're pretty familiar with.
With his blob? Certain boy and his blob?
No, not that boy.
Boy named Nemo?
No, it's not that boy either.
Okay.
This is a boy named Hiroki Kikuta.
Okay.
And he was the composer of Secret of Mana, but we're not going to hear from Secret of Mana. We're going to hear from Secret of Mana, the sequel to Secret of Mana, Second Densetsu 3, released only for the Super Famicom. And we're going to hear a track called Walls and Steels. This is music from Second Densetsu 3, music composed by Hiroki Kikuta. This is called Walls and Steels. This is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom.
Such an industrial vibe.
Oh, industrial?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because of walls and steels. That made you think industrial?
But, I mean, this is... I'm just seeing hammers forging the iron.
Oh, okay.
And walls of stone and industry happening.
Mm-hmm.
As the soundtrack continues to play.
Right. Yeah, it kind of has a... What's the word I'm looking for? It's like a
boys.
Majestic. Yeah, it's boys. It's very boys. You know?
Oh, majestic, you say?
Yeah, or something like that.
Oh, I can see.
And then I really like this part a lot right here. What's the word for something that's really king-like, you know?
Regal,
very regal, yes. I feel like, you know, kind of a regal kind of thing.
Yes, your majesty. Okay, well, speaking of regal.
Yeah.
I'm going with Newtopia Dose.
Mm-hmm.
Which is two for our non-Spanish speaking listeners.
But why? What does this have to do with Regal?
It's an action adventure game, and it looks like there's some kind of prince or some kind of princess.
Well, you know, Newtopia is kind of a Zelda ripoff.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't know about Newtopia 2. I'm sure it's probably probably the same thing, but it's kind of a it's like a sort of a Legend of Zelda kind of ripoff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what you will think of the soundtrack.
Well, I like the music to Newtopia 1.
Mm-hmm.
I think we heard from it on the TurboGrafx-16 episode 57.
Seems like that was a lifetime ago, my friend.
By the way, speaking of past episodes, we were just talking about this before before we started today.
Right.
How, for some reason, sports episodes, the two sports episodes we've done don't get as many downloads as the other episodes. And I'm just thinking, why is that? Is that because the subject of sports sounds kind of boring or something like that? Or sounds too, I don't know, what?
Well,
boring or something like that? Because you guys got to check out the sports episodes. They're really good music on the sports episodes. I really think that some of the best music is from sports games, you know?
If I was just to make an assumption based on no fact at all.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps I would use your comment,
jocks,
about the jocks.
Yeah, okay.
And you might have felt that way towards that system. Maybe certain people feel that way towards sports titles.
Right.
And in our generation, mm-hmm. when these games were king of the world, people might have thought, well, certain people might have thought, well, sports games, that's for a certain class of gamer.
Yeah. Music is so good. Guys, well, got to download the sports episode, seriously.
You know, because me, personally, before we started this podcast, I would never have bothered to have checked out any RPG, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, really?
I probably would have said, no big deal.
Oh, man, the music is the best of RPGs.
I would have said, you know what, John Madden Football, Road Rash, that's where it's at for life.
Uh-huh. So you're basically saying you're a jock.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to this Newtopia. Like your selection, Newtopia.
Newtopia
2.
Right, which is an action-adventure game.
Yeah.
And it's the sequel to Newtopia 1. So here's a track for all you jocks out there. That was beautiful. That was blew my mind. It's a track from Newtopia 2, and that is pause screen music.
right.
So this is just a it takes you on the whole journey of what you've just accomplished. I'm guessing this is ending music.
Yes.
And by the way, in this game, the player takes control of a young boy.
Oh, there you go.
Who freely roams through the 2D environment.
You know how we had an episode called Girls, Girls, Girls? This is the complimentary episode, the supplementary episode.
The boys.
Boys, boys, boys.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, this is, it's kind of a romantic kind of
I think
track.
You know? The boy definitely gets the girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, even in that picture, I can't really see it very well, but it looks to me like that definitely looks like Zelda, right?
The whole, Link and Link and Zelda.
Yeah, I mean, just it looks like it, even, you know?
Right.
Even the way she's dressed kind of looks like Zelda, yeah.
Do you think the creators of Zelda were impressed or flattered, perhaps? They thought, wow, look at that, someone did something just like us. Da, da. Oh, turn this up. I like how it speeds up.
Oh, yeah. I like how it slows down, too, actually. Yeah.
It almost leaves you hanging at the very end.
Yeah. It's going to slow down soon. Oh, it's going to do one more little. Okay.
Closure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe they were flattered, maybe. I don't know. Right?
Sure.
Or maybe they were just like, that's our idea.
Perhaps.
So I'm going to move on to a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom again. It's Sute Hakun, that we've heard from already on the podcast. And this is music composed by Akito Nakatsuka. Funny thing about Akito Nakatsuka, mm-hmm. He composed the music to Zelda 2, A Link to the Past.
All right.
So there's the connection there.
Very nice.
Right. So this is stage 4 from Sute Hakun. This is music from Sute Hakun for the Super Famicom. Music composed by Akito Nakatsuka, and this is stage 4.
I love that piano.
Uh huh.
It sounds like a real piano.
Drums come in for a little bit right there, you know? I mean, they kind of kick in more, you know?
Guy Flame. What do you know about Guy Flame?
Well, we're both friends with somebody named Guy Branum.
Right.
And he's pretty flaming.
That he is. That he is.
Uh-huh. So.
This is not about a flaming guy.
Uh-huh.
This is about Guy, G-A-I,
mm-hmm.
Flame.
Yeah.
Which is a TurboGrafx-16 title. I'm just going to hit you with the track. Here we go. Guy Flame. And that's actually
Guy Branum Flame.
That's you know, the last part of that, it's for some reason to me it sounds like the Sega. But you have to, we'll hear it when it comes around again, but
this piece is rich.
Oh,
you know
rich.
What I mean? It's yeah. very rich. You know what I mean by that? It just
rich.
Feels thick, you know,
okay.
Like there's a lot, you know, it just feels very rich.
I like how it changes right here. Here we go.
Yeah, I like the pitch bending voices,
yeah,
you know, that
yeah.
go boing. I like that, yeah, I like that right there.
Didn't that just sound like the Sega, like an extended Sega? I'm reaching, I guess.
And I didn't hear that.
By the way, this music appears. This is you know when you die and there's a countdown.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's just a 72-second countdown.
Oh okay, it's a joke. All right. Okay. Oh, I thought you were serious. Actually, no, I could see this being
a 72-second countdown.
I could be the. I could see it. No, I mean before you. When you said countdown, I thought, but then when you said 72-second countdown, I thought, oh, no.
No, it's 10 seconds, you know.
Yeah, I know. But that's what made me, clued me in, but I at first thought this could have been the countdown music, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for analyzing that joke and just completely stripping it of any humor whatsoever.
Analyze Guy Branum. So, anyway, what's next? We're going to hear from Tenchi Sozo. Okay? This is... That's what it's known in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't released in North America, but it was released in Europe.
Got it.
As Terranigma.
Mm-hmm.
And the composer on this is Miyoko Kobayashi. And the track we're going to hear is Light Side Field. And again, this is from the Super Famicom game Tenchi Sozo, otherwise known as Terranigma. Music from Tenchi Sozo, music by Miyoko Kobayashi, and this is called Lightside Field.
Very nice, very nice.
And this game is part of the trilogy that came out from Enix, developed by Quintet. But this trilogy included Illusion of Gaia, which was released in North America, and Soul Blazer, which was released in North America. These games aren't related to each other, but they are, I think they're very loosely related to each other, yeah. But they don't have the same characters.
Yeah. Got it.
This is the powerful part of the piece right here. Very sort of, you know, kind of epic sweeping piece, right?
As I've said many times before, this is one of those tracks that takes you on a journey. A journey.
Mm-hmm.
All aboard.
I like the bass line right here. Watch it. Oh, it's different there, actually. But there's this, the bass line goes like dun 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 dun. It kind of.
Right, right, right.
Actually, right here. I'll do it again right here. Listen to the bass. Actually, cool. Listen. I like that dun 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 dun. I don't know. Anyway, no. But maybe it wasn't worth. Maybe it wasn't worth me pointing that out.
Huh? Right.
I mean, it was worth it to me, yeah.
Well, I just
hope it was worth it to you and everybody else.
I always enjoy it, Brent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am going to go with, you know what? I'm going to go with another TurboGrafx 16 title. No, yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I wanted to mention the an email that we got.
Uh-huh.
Where someone pointed out that they were biased against Sega Genesis music, but after listening to our podcast, Lightning Force is one of their favorite soundtracks now.
Yeah, I mean, since we started this podcast, I've I have so much more appreciation for Genesis music. I mean, you know how what I've said about it. Right. I just didn't, you know. I just wasn't as I didn't know the soundtracks of Genesis as much. I mean, I played Genesis actually when I was younger.
I did.
But I just didn't. There's so much really cool synth stuff out there, you know.
Okay.
I myself have gone on that. It's a similar journey, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
A journey.
Well, I'm glad to have you on board. Blaster Master 2.
I think you have too, actually.
I have what?
No, grown an even greater appreciation for Genesis music yourself, I think.
Always. Yeah. Always. I mean, before this podcast, I was only familiar with
Lightning Force.
Lightning Force. By the way, there's some Lightning Force on your teeth right now. I'll tell you what, you are glowing.
Oh, am I?
Glowing.
Uh-huh. It's a journey.
Right.
My teeth made a journey today.
Blaster Master 2 is the track I will play. Did you play this for the Genesis, by the way?
No, I did not.
I did not either.
No.
But
this is I'm not sure this was developed by Sunsoft.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been put out by them, but it's very different than the original Blaster Master for Nintendo, I think, from what I know.
I have a composer as Sound Images.
Right. In fact, I believe this is probably a Western-made game, actually. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Here we have Stage 7. Stage 7 from the game Blaster Master, published by Blaster Master 2, I'm sorry, for the Sega Genesis, published by Sunsoft, developed by Software Creations.
Yeah, it's weird because I looked this game up before and knew that it's a Western made game, and Software Creations is a Western company. You know, Tim Fallon did stuff for Software Creations a lot.
Right.
In fact, I think you said that Software Creations is a Target Renegade,
Target
right?
Renegade, correct.
Which was actually published by Taito. But it's weird because, but then listening to this music, though, this music doesn't sound Western to me. It sounds more Japanese, you know?
You think so?
Yeah, and then also we were just watching some gameplay footage online, right. And the game looks more Japanese style, you know, doesn't it? I mean, it does to me at least, you know?
Well, you know, my eye is not that good. I really couldn't tell you that.
It actually looks really good. And I'm curious to play this now actually, but you know, it's got the Blaster Master car, you know, from part one. And
wasn't Blaster Master a boy?
Yeah. Well, the boy drives the car. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Man, this is just the boy episode. You and I are kind of boys in a way, too.
We are.
The Double Dragon boys.
And There's lots of stuff going on in this song, man. I mean, this track.
Yeah. So it's weird. I kind of just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like this, maybe this was Western made. I don't know. I mean, maybe this was Japanese made. I don't know. It just, the game doesn't look like a Western made game. It looks.
Well, I'll tell you what, he doesn't, if he is a boy, he looks like he's grown up.
Well, he got a little bigger.
He's buff boy.
Yeah. It's like little Bow Wow becoming big Bow Wow. Yeah, I just, I don't know. I don't know what to, I don't know. I don't know what's up with this game. I think maybe it was Japanese made. I don't know. It just sounds and it sounds and looks Japanese, you know. I don't know. But no, maybe it was just Western. I don't know. So, I'm going to move on to, you thought you were probably the only person playing TurboGrafx-16 stuff or PC Engine stuff, huh?
A little bit. I thought so. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, well, I'm about to hit you with some PC Engine myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Hit me.
This is from a game called Override. And this is a Japanese-only release for the PC Engine. Music is composed by Y. Santo. And the track we're going to hear is Stage 4 from Override. This is music from Override for the PC Engine. Music composed by Y. Santo. This is Stage 4.
I like it. Serious drums.
I just want to play this just a little longer here.
Let it ride. I am going back to Sega Genesis. Wait, I just played a Blaster Master track. Why? Yeah. From your TurboGrafx.
Right. I get it. Yeah.
I am going with Nikon Sports Pro Yaku Ven. And that is, I believe, a baseball title for the Mega Drive. The composer is now Fumi Hataya. And I will be playing a little selection. That is unknown sound code 86, and that is from the game Nikon Sports Pro Yakuvan, and that's from composer Naofumi Hataya.
I feel like we've played this on the show, or we've heard from this before already. It sounds so familiar.
Can I list off the games the composer has worked on?
All right.
Art of Fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Cho Kukai Miracle 9. Fatal Fury 2. Golden Axe 2. Golden Axe 3. Samurai Showdown. Sonic CD. The Hybrid Front. And Virtua Racing Deluxe for the 32X. It sounds to me. This
sounds so familiar.
It sounds like
track.
Outrun. That's what it sounds like.
This track sounds so familiar to me. I just feel like we've heard it before. I like it.
Perhaps in another life, my friend.
I like this part a lot too. I like this part that's where the chords go dun dun dun, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This right here. Here it comes right here. Oh, I love that. I love that. It's so 70s, you know?
Yeah. This doesn't remind you of Outrun at all?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does, for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to stay with the Genesis.
Very good. Very good. You'll get no complaints from me ever.
And this is a game we haven't heard from yet called Wardener.
Okay.
And this was originally an arcade game. And the music is composed by Osamu Ota. And I'm pretty sure it was arranged for the Genesis by Kazuo Okabayashi. And the track we're going to hear is Two Underground from Wardener for the Sega Genesis. This is music from Wardener, music composed by Osamu Ota. It's called Two Underground. This music originally appears in the arcade version, and this was adapted for the Genesis by Kazuo Okabayashi.
As in Two Underground, as in that's Two Underground T-O-O, or Two Underground T-W-O, or to the underground, as in let's
go to
the underground.
It's going to the underground, yeah. The third option, yeah.
Because, I mean, this does sound a little too underground for me.
Oh, does it?
I gotta say, this has got that underground sound.
But it's too underground?
Too underground.
Really? What does that mean exactly?
Listen.
Like.
Listen.
Wait, does that mean you, like, kind of don't like it or something?
No, I mean, maybe I'm just not hip enough. I like it, but I don't know if it likes me.
You mean it's too underground for you? Yeah. So you like it a lot.
Oh yeah, I like
it. But you just want, you know, you think it's too cool for you. It's too underground, yeah, for you.
Too cool for Switch.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm gonna close out my set. Jeez. I don't know. TurboGrafx-16 or Sega Genesis? Man, isn't that the eternal question? Well, not for me, because the answer was always Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go with TurboGrafx-16.
Go on.
The track I'm going to play comes from Double Dungeons.
Dribble.
Dungeons.
It's good. This is a good track.
I'm loving that. By the way, that's available on the virtual console. That's on the Wii. If anyone should want to sample this, it was it received poor reviews when it was released,
mm-hmm,
for having a monotonous gameplay, poor graphics, and lack of a story. But this is a jam, no?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. Okay.
I like the melody. I like that, yeah. Play a track from Last Bible 3.
Right.
I've heard it before. I've heard from the soundtrack before. And this is music composed by Hiroyuki Yanada. And this is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom. And the track we're going to hear is Fellest Tower from Last Bible 3. This is Fellest Tower from Last Bible 3, music composed by Hiroyuki Yanada. I like this kind of synthesizer here. This makes me think of, it's kind of like early 80s goth music meets late 90s Britpop.
Man, I'm not familiar with either one of those genres.
Well, okay, first off, especially that with that synthesizer from just the one before this one, it really, this kind of reminds me of Susie and the Banshees right now, the band Susie and the Banshees.
Okay.
And, but then the drum beat is super kind of late 90s Britpop, though, in a way. This is a cool track, huh?
I love it.
Like, you see how the drums come in like that? To me, that's very late 90s, yeah? But this, to me, this is like Susie and the Banshees right here, almost, you know?
Okay.
Especially when the... Like, what song does this sound like, almost? It's like... Okay, like, coming in here, this, especially this part right here. We're happy here, in our happy house. We're happy here. That's a song called Happy House by Susie and the Banshees. Yeah? We're happy here in our happy house. Something like that, you know?
Okay.
That's what it kind of sounds like. Happy house,
very
I guess.
Nice, very nice.
Israel. That's another song of theirs. It kind of sounds like that too, I guess, yeah? Israel. This part's really cool. I love that sort of like fade out kind of sound, you know? Wow. Sort of. And I like how the drums come in right there, too. Yeah, actually, the drums almost remind me of sort of. Actually, that even reminds me of like early 90s Madonna, even, you know?
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah. So,
when you were a young boy.
When I was a boy. I wasn't a super young boy, but I definitely had a big crush on Madonna then. That was a cool track. That was a neat track. I think it's a really neat track, yeah. That brings us to the end of this edition of our free play.
Another classic.
So for the full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
And please call us 281-SONIC-91. Operators are standing by.
And give us some good reviews on iTunes, you know?
Yeah, what's up with that? Are you guys listening or not? 5-star us already. Jeez.
Yeah. And
I was in no way trying.
I mean, if you want to do 4 stars or whatever, because, you know, whatever, you know. Whatever reason.
Well, fine. Brett won't be mad at you, but that's another story.
No, I deserve it. I deserve, you know, less than best. Yeah.
We deserve 5, my friend.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you 5 right now.
Okay. That was a 5.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Power 5.
Yeah. I hope that picked up on the microphones.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
May the power of the 5 be with all the Legacy Music Hour listeners.
That's good work. So next week, okay. Well, first off, this Friday,
right?
Come out to the UCB Theater in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Mame that tune. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun and funny too. I think it's gonna be funny too. Actually,
they always are.
And okay, so that's that. And then next week, our next topic is Secret of Mana.
Mm-hmm.
We've never done a game focus before. You know, we've done done focuses on different things, but never a single game. And that has such a huge soundtrack, and it's super good. Also, that, you know, we're just going to focus on that game only. We've already played a lot from that game too, but there's still much more to showcase. So check that out if you're interested. And the track we're going to leave you with here on this episode is from Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Part 1 for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is our first Nintendo track. Oh, no, it's not. No, we did Target Renegade earlier. Okay, so this is music composed by Nobuo Uematsu, and this is Shop. This is the Shop music from Final Fantasy for the Nintendo Entertainment System. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. So which?
The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.